Rafer.
Yes, Kristen.
Well, I have a really tough question for you this week. It's okay. A question that I stay up at night tossing and turning over. And here it is for you.
Yeah.
Are you a Gene Kelly or are you a Fred Astaire? Or which one would you rather be?
That's probably the better question, since I have neither the coordination nor the will to be either. I would have to say I'm definitely a Gene Kelly guy. Definitely a Gene Kelly. Much rather be Gene Kelly than Fred Astaire.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think it's because the ladies love Gene Kelly.
They do. They do love Gene Kelly. And I think it's because Gene Kelly was a guy's guy. He looked like a guy's guy even when he was dancing. And that's not easy to pull off, I think.
Yeah. I think Fred Astaire's a little elegant, if you will.
He is. He's elegant. He's got a much more willowy build. He was much more, I don't want to say light on his feet, but he just had a certain... He was more agile in his way, and he looked more like he came from the world of classical dance, you know, ballet and mm-hmm. things like that. Whereas Gene Kelly looked vaudeville. You know, he had those big Popeye forearms. He had kind of a song and dance man kind of gait to him, and he made that look very masculine and very appealing. Whereas Fred Astaire, you looked at him and you just thought, that looks like I could never ever do what Fred Astaire is doing, but I could maybe in my dreams do what Gene Kelly is doing.
I love that Gene Kelly.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, the reason I ask you this is because there was a great movie that came out this weekend. Well,
yes.
I know you thought it was great.
I don't want to oversell it, but go on.
Step Up 3D.
That's
but before
right.
we go into that, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway producer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
So I know you loved Step Up 3D, but I'm just wondering, was it the 3D that wowed you so much, or was it the movie itself? Was it the plot? Was it the dancing? Was it the great metaphor for what is life and the thirst for meaning?
Well, I'm not sure if I could say that. Now, the 3D, I do want to give props to the 3D. This is one of the rare movies that was actually filmed in 3D rather than converted later. When you convert a movie to 3D later, it always looks worse. It looks kind of crappy. This one was shot in camera, as they say.
Hmm.
So from start to finish, filmed in 3D. And I think, I don't know if you agree, but I thought the 3D effects in this movie were just pristine. I thought they looked fantastic. I mean, granted, they look better when someone's, you know, doing some crazy hand motions during a great dance routine. They look better during that than when, like, the two leads are making out. And you feel like there's these two giant cardboard faces locking lips, like, right in your lap, which I found a little disconcerting and not quite necessary. But the real reason that I liked the movie, I don't want to say love, that's a strong word, but the reason that I liked the movie and that I was able to sit through it and enjoy it from start to finish was because the dancing is really great. I think the dancing is just phenomenal and fun. And I think the movie, to its credit, it builds one of these fantasy teen worlds that has just no relationship to reality whatsoever. It doesn't look like any teenager's world. You know, that the kids all go into the vault, that mm-hmm. underground bunker where all the street dancers practice. And it's kind of a combination of a rave and a YMCA and a Nike retail outlet, right? There's that one giant wall full of Nike dunks.
And there's,
you know,
the different theme rooms. You have your graffiti
yes.
room. You have
yes.
your room for just sneakers. You have your room
yes.
that's all padding. You
yes.
have your room, because certain kinds of dancing, you just need padding.
You
got to
have
all
that padding. If
surfaces,
you're
going to
do that little, yeah. those crazy parkour yeah. moves, you got to have some padded walls, right?
You have the room that's all boomboxes.
The all boombox wall.
the all
right.
boombox room. You have
right.
the tent room.
Yes.
God knows why.
Yes.
You need a tent room if you're
got,
a dancer.
How are you going to have romance unless you've got an indoor gauzy tent? Right? How, I mean, and that, I think that's one thing I loved about the movie is that it had no shame about creating just this complete ridiculous fantasy world. It knows this world is ridiculous. It knows that you know that this world is ridiculous. And I think we can all just shake hands and agree to have a good time in it. And that's what I liked.
They all end up, after being rescued, living in this house of squatters, or
yes, yes,
where
the
vault where they what does he say they do? This is where we dance. This is where we live. This is where we practice. This is where we battle.
Yes.
And where we battle. They constantly use the term battle
yes.
as if we live in a universe that people constantly run into each other, and then they just break out into dance moves, angry
right.
fighting dance moves to show who's superior.
Exactly. And I think what I thought is interesting about this film is that it makes dancing masculine. Again, like Gene Kelly, you know, it makes dancing masculine. I think there was a time, and I think I can pinpoint this time, when dancing became, for your average straight white male, dancing became kind of gay. It became effeminate, and it became something that you didn't
do. You're going to blame Fred Astaire, aren't you?
I'm not blaming Fred Astaire. I'll tell you who I blame. John Travolta. And disco.
Really?
Yes. And I think John Travolta in those tight pants and that open shirt and doing these very athletic kind of sexual moves in these sort of bun-hugging pants that he's got. And also I think disco, which was literally a gay music. I mean, that was a music that came directly out of the gay nightclubs of New York. And, you know, you had the Bee Gees and their falsettos. Well, you can tell. You know, I think in the 70s, if you were a 16-year-old kid, that's not your 16-year-old male kid. Mm-hmm. You know, you were more looking to Styx and Van Halen and, you know, Black Sabbath and things like that. You were not looking at disco. Disco is not going to masculinize you in any way. And I think that faded over the years. But breakdancing in the 80s brought dancing back. And I think what you were saying about the battles, this mm-hmm. idea that it was always a battle, again, very masculine. It turned breakdancing into something that you could kind of feel manly about.
And I give Michael Jackson credit for that, actually.
Yeah, in some ways, sure.
Not that Michael Jackson was the height of masculinity in any way, but he brought that to the masses in some way.
He certainly popularized it.
In what he called his short films, music videos.
Yes, you and I would call videos.
Videos, Thriller, which he always called a short film.
Of course.
Where dancing, suddenly the woman is also kind of taken out of the equation, and that somehow made it more masculine, that it was all these men who were in unison doing kind of fight moves, very aggressive sort of break dancing, robotic moves.
Uh-huh. And very West Side Story, gang on gang.
Yeah, although West Side Story is informed a little bit too much by ballet in the first scene, so that when you're first watching it, hey, sharks, jets, rocks, chains, and then ballet.
And then ballet,
and
right.
then lots of ballet. They're just dancing and dancing. But I think that something West Side Story does, it really epitomizes what to me makes for a great dance movie, which is it's not about the dance.
Sure.
The dance is an expression of things, but it's not exclusively about dancing. And Singing in the Rain is another example. They dance a lot, but it's not about dancing. That movie is about making fun of the film industry. West Side Story is about when two different worlds collide. It's kind of a Romeo and Juliet
exactly.
thing. And for that reason, I think Step Up 3D, it was a little bit too much about the dance world and other plot. Yeah,
it's pretty much just about dance.
It's just about dance. It's just an excuse to watch people dance all the time. And the dancing was fantastic, but I kind of wanted something else with it.
Yeah, well, then I can see why you'd be disappointed. Step Up 3D, again, God bless it. The whole thing looked like a Coke commercial, right, from start to finish. It's all these kids looking in the camera really earnestly and saying things like, I was born from a boombox, or, you know, one move can set a generation free, you know, or things like this. And they're, you know, it all looks like some kind of soda pop commercial to me. But teenagers, I think they kind of want to sort of get into that fantasy, but also I think they want to know that, they realize somehow that it's all a little bit ridiculous too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was okay with that. But you're right. The movie is not about anything more than just dancing.
And I do wish it would have winked at itself just a tad more. There is a scene when the young couple is kind of doing Fred and Ginger sort of dancing down the street.
All I know is that it's heaven.
And people are yelling at them, saying, "You guys suck."
Yeah, right. There's a lot of that.
And I really liked that. And I wish there was a little bit more of that in the movie. You're in New York, ostensibly.
Yeah.
And yet, at the same time, you're in this crazy underground dance world. But I'd like to see more of those two worlds actually facing each other.
Yeah.
And so when those scenes happened, I laughed my head off. I thought that was great because, of course, people in New York are going to say, "Get out of my trash cans, kids!"
right.
Stop dancing with my trash bags.
Right. Again, I think that scene is less of a, I mean, I know it's a guy and a girl. I think that's less of a Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers scene, and I think that's more of a Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds scene, directly out of Singing in the Rain. They go over the couch at that one point. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of things where they're putting things in front of their faces and kind of doing these little comedy
that's
routines.
That's pulled completely from
And it seems, again, much more from that kind of populist, vaudeville, Gene Kelly kind of strain.
No, before we go, though, what are your favorite dance movies of all time then? Is Step Up 3D now your number one favorite dance movie of all time? You can say it if that's
all right,
your favorite.
Don't put that on me. I would say, again, possibly for, I know I'm sort of harping on, you know, straight male notions of, you know, masculinity. But again, probably my favorite dance film, again, not a dance film, like you were saying, All That Jazz with Roy Scheider.
Oh.
Based on, you know, directed by Bob Fosse, written by Bob Fosse, and based essentially on his life. The great thing about that is that Roy Scheider makes dancing, Broadway dancing, mind you, he makes it not just masculine and sexy, but also kind of sleazy. You know, he's always got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's always popping pills. He's always like, you know, screwing his lead, you know, dancers all the time. That film, I think, was the high point of Fosse's career, probably of Scheider's career, possibly even Ann Rankin's career. I mean, that is a great, great movie. And I think that's why I like it. For that reason. But how about you? What's your
favorite?
I mean,
I like a little bit of the sleaze. I saw Showgirls opening day. But that being said, I also like a little bit of that, you know, Footloose?
Of course.
You know what I love about Footloose?
Yes.
That feeling of we're the kids and we won.
Right,
and cause
right.
Because what you want with the dance is you want to win. And every great dance movie ends with some sort of major dance scene at the very end, whether it's the welder / stripper who is auditioning for ballet school
right.
in Flashdance. But a slow glow.
Right.
Or whether it's the rich girl in the Adirondacks with the dance instructor played by Patrick Swayze,
right.
and he's much better looking than her, and
right.
they have their big dance scene.
Great dancing.
And
yes.
So, I mean, I love when the big dance scene in the end isn't just about I'm auditioning, or although I like that, but we really made it.
Yes.
We showed those grown-ups, or we showed whatever. So
right.
that's what I really love.
Right.
So.
And you didn't think that was in Step Up 3D? The kids made it. They saved the vault. They got the cash money. They're going to make the rent.
They did. It's true. And I'm not saying that Step Up 3D didn't have a lot of these elements. I wish that it was about more than just the dance. I wish that it was about something bigger and more transcendent than just the dance. Not that dance is not transcendent and important, but...
All right, I hear you. Well, maybe we'll see that movie. Maybe we'll see that movie coming up this year.
I think it's called Burlesque, starring Cher.
Oh, and a Christina Aguilera.
We'll
God,
be back to talk about that one.
I so hope we do.
Thanks, Rafe.
All right, Kristen.
I'm dancing and singing in the rain.